Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. Eurowatch.
Money FM 89.3, it's Drive Time. Elliot Danker, Timothy Goh, and Chua Tien Tien with you. Time to take a look at headlines out of the European region.
Of course, we've been talking about this all week. More than 40 countries, including China, India, the United States, the EU, EU countries, took part in peace talks in Saudi Arabia that ended just this past Sunday, but Russia was not there.
Yeah, Ukraine says the talks in Jeddah had been productive. Moscow, on the other hand, called the meeting a doomed attempt to swing the global south behind Kyiv.
Which is very interesting. With China in attendance, some analysts say China and Russia's so-called no-limits friendship maybe reaching its limits, after all, as the war in Ukraine drags on.
Yeah, I mean, you also see China's recent differences with Russia that spat over a viral video of Chinese citizens being detained at the Russian border. Turning point, perhaps, where the war is concerned? We'll find out. On the line with us is Chathamir Nestorovic, Professor of Geopolitics, Essex Business School, Asia-Pacific. Professor, it is good to speak with you again. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
All right, Professor. So how do you read into this? Beijing and Moscow, are they heading out to a bigger misunderstanding about Ukraine?
I don't think so, because there's, I would say, epiphenomena compared to the big picture that they have and the strategic friendship that they have. Because China, they went to Jeddah, that's okay. They didn't sign anything. They didn't make a common proclamation. So they were just present there, even if, according to the reports, they actually contributed to the conference. And concerning this border incident, there was no formal complaint about that. So I cannot see that it is coming to escalate unless China decides, for whatever the reason is, to turn its back to Russia, but they cannot forecast this.
So we have to look at it as the shared interests are greater than just the geopolitics. Would I be correct to say that? All right.
Exactly.
The Kremlin is looking to build up forces at the western borders following Finland's ascension to the NATO alliance. How will Russia view this as a bit of a threat, perhaps?
This is a serious threat to Russia because suddenly they are multiplying by two the frontier that they have with NATO countries, with Finland entering into the equation. And from Finland, especially if they are very close to the Russian border, they can have a reach very deep in the Russian territory. Of course, St. Petersburg is on the first line, but now Moscow is not very far behind. So I think that for Russia, this is a serious challenge that they have to look unto. And I'm not surprised that they are going to deploy some forces on this border.
All right, Professor, let's take a look at TSMC Germany investment. This deal, which reportedly includes $5.5 billion in subsidies, involves the first European facility for the company. It is going to be a major success for the EU. So what do you make of this investment in Germany?
The first thing that is believed that it is more a German success and not an EU success.
Okay.
Because TSMC is going to be present there mainly for the German car industry. This is why they are going there. And especially when some companies such as Bosch and the others are also taking participation in the equity for this venture. So I don't see that it is coordinated by the European Union. It is a German initiative, so obviously it is also a European one, but it has not been coordinated by the European Union.
So any chance of future bilateral agreements then between the EU and Taiwan? Is I don't know, this a bit of a Hail Mary for Taiwan in that sense?
I don't think so. I think it is only a business venture. There are no political, ties behind it. Mm-hmm. Of course, there could be a tie, Taiwan saying, okay, if you want TSMC to come there, you have to recognize us, etc. But there was not this kind of discussion.
Okay, let me get your thoughts on this, Professor. The UK is now thinking about a government policy no longer to adhere to the European Convention on Human Rights. What will this mean? What are the implications for both sides?
So the European Convention on Human Rights is not coordinated by the European Union. This is the Council of Europe. Mm-hmm. And the UK is part of the Council of Europe, 47 countries. Russia is also part of the Council of Europe. So the problem with this convention is that it is giving rights, especially to the immigrants. And this is what UK doesn't like. They would like to deport them to Rwanda in order to wait for the asylum seekers. But the convention, the court has said that it is not good. And even the appellation court in the UK has also accepted the vision which is coming from the convention. So for the UK, maybe some people in the Tory party, they believe that it is not giving them full freedom in order to deal with immigration. But on the other side, as long as they are part of it, they have to respect it.
Just going to try my luck with the final question, Professor. How do you expect the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to react then, or to take action moving forward, given what you've just said?
He can go, I would say, straight by saying we will denounce the convention and we are pulling out of it.
All right.
They already have pulled out of the European Union, so why not from the Convention of the European Rights? And this could be a bold move, because even within the Tories, they are not all aligned on this possibility. But on the other side, maybe he can play this as a interesting coup for him in order to mobilize people for the next elections.
Ah, okay. That'll be interesting to monitor and see how it develops. We've been speaking with Chetabea Mestrovic, who is Professor of Geopolitics, Essex Business School, Asia Pacific. Professor, appreciate your time. Take care and have a great Thursday evening.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.